Two things were obvious the day we planted old Lenny in the ground. One, he must have loved that blue polyester leisure suit with the fancy white stitching, because he had himself buried in it. And two, with that black lace rig his grieving widow Bubbles was wearing, man, she could have buried us all. Hey, it's a cold, cruel world out there when you're on your own with $40 million and nobody to look out for you. Lenny had made it big in the import-export business, and I just knew he wanted me, his best pal and business partner, to make sure Bubbles and the $40 million were, you know, looked after. So as I walked poor Bubbles to her limo, the one with the elkskin seat covers and six-shooters for door handles, she stopped, lifted her diamond-studded veil, looked down at me with those liquid brown eyes and said, "Joey," as Big Lenny lay dying, his trembling hand signing the company stock over to me, the last thing he said was, "Bubbles, if brains were gunpowder, Joey wouldn't have enough to blow his head off." Man, ain't there nothing you can count on anymore?
Houlihan's, a place you can count on.